Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Tari, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Tari. Are you well?
I am well, thanks.
Thank you so much, Tari Chikadwa, joining us on the line, talking about the importance of early education. And if you're joining us this afternoon, you do want to ask you to please be part of this conversation. Send us whatever that you want to send, whether it's commentary, questions or anything. Tari is going to be very ably attending to your questions if you have any. Now, a child's early years can have lifelong physical, social and emotional impacts. Early childhood experiences from birth to about age 8 affect the development of the brain's architecture, which provides the foundation for all future learning, behavior, and health. And this is the springboard of our conversation today on this very subject on early childhood education. So, Tari, what exactly constitutes early child education? What is the formal definition, really?
I'll not give you a formal definition per se. I'll just, for the sake of the parents, I don't want to get too academic and too much into complicated stuff. I'll just simply say it basically prepares children for primary school.
I see.
It does this by allowing children to socialize, to develop all areas of the child. So this is physical, emotional, social, intellectual, all these areas. As you rightly said, a child should leave the preschool setting or the early years center feeling confident in themselves, believing they can learn. So it's important what type of a center you choose to send your child to.
Interesting. Now, what is the point of early childhood education? Is it a scam or glorified babysitting service? Or is there really benefit, to it? Because, I mean, these people are so little. You just wonder if there's really any learning happening there. Please give us some insights here.
Well, as an Adventist woman myself, I personally believe that a mom is the best teacher for the child. But if mom must work or mom must study because of different circumstances, then mom must take advantage of the services that are available to us. I mean, if society has offered early years programs, then by all means, mom must take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if it's a scam, no, it's not a scam if the teachers are qualified. That is important. Back in the day, children would just go to preschools and sing and play. But now it's important to prepare children the correct way for primary school. Yes, it's a scam if parents are paying money to gain bragging rights and the child is not happy and the child is miserable, then in that case, yes, it's a scam. Yes. So parents need to be vigilant when choosing the right school for their child.
Yes,
it's not about
yes.
bragging rights, but is the child really benefiting? Is the child happy?
Yes, very important. I think that's an extremely important point. The child must benefit and the child should be happy in that place. Thank you for making that point. Now, how young is too young for early childhood education?
That one is a tricky one because we see parents sending their little ones as early as 6 weeks to childcare centers. So I don't want to sound judgmental. As I said, my personal beliefs are that the child should be at home for as long as possible. But sometimes parents can see that, my child is craving the company of other children. Then, for example, my qualification takes children from 2.5. So I suppose 2.5 is fine if the child is ready. But if the child is not happy to leave home, by all means, please keep the child at home.
Interesting. Now, how can a parent know that my child is ready for a formal school setting, in terms of early childhood education?
If the child, I would say, is potty trained, because if your child is not potty trained, they might get a bit of resentment.
Okay. All right. All right.
I've seen this happening.
Okay.
So I would say if a child is potty trained and independent, and one thing that I'm taking note of these days, you know, the world is changing. I would say if a child can talk and get back home and tell you how their day went, that's important in my
Very
opinion.
Very important. Because you're not going to
know. You don't know what happened.
Yes. You're not going to know what happened at school, you know, and how school was and some of the things they liked or didn't like if they're not able to talk, eh?
True, yes. So if the child is craving the company of other children and if the child can come back and tell you how their day went or what's happening, because like I say, the world is changing. We must be vigilant as parents to know what's happening. So, yes.
Now, Tari, what would you say are consequences of sending a child, you know, off too early?
Because our little ones are still developing their idea of who they are, their idea of self, they can easily take on what a teacher says or what a teacher thinks of this child. So if a teacher has no expectations, because remember, a teacher is just a person as well. And there's what I'll call what the hidden curriculum, where a teacher's disposition can affect a child. So if a teacher has low expectations for a specific child from a certain area, that child will grow up thinking they are not good enough. But if the teacher has a good disposition, if the teacher is loving, patient, and knowledgeable about what they're doing, then the child will benefit and develop well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, as we close off our conversation, Tari, this afternoon, here's a parent who has decided, you know what, my child is potty trained, they can talk, but I feel that they should stay a little longer. How much long should they stay before they actually can go for formal education?
Because of how education is changing nowadays, I'd say after four, so that, or maybe around five, latest at five.
At five.
To prepare them for grade one. Yes. So around 4 or 5 to prepare them adequately for grade one, because you also don't want the child to get into grade one and be behind.
True.
You know? Yes.
So once they get to about 4, age 5, thereabout, you're saying they should actually consider taking their children to some formal, schooling?
Yes, this is if the parent is not planning on homeschooling during the primary school years. If they're planning to get into formal education, like for primary school, grade 1, etc., then I think around age 5 latest, then the child should be enrolled in a school to prepare for primary school, because back in the day, teachers would take the first 6 weeks to revise preschool stuff, but I'm not sure if that is still happening. Again, it depends on the disposition and of the teacher, if they want to do it, if they have the patience for it. So it's, I would say 5. In short, to answer
your, say 5. Yeah. Well, Tari Chikadwa, I do want to say thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Interesting topics, by the way, those who have their little bundle of joys and you know, having difficult time letting them go, sick, worried about how are they going to be coping at school without you, etc. I must assure you, and I don't know if Tari would confirm this, with professionals out there, they are going to be perfectly okay. In fact, you're doing something good for their development. Is that not so?
It's true. It's correct. Teachers are now trained and schools are hiring qualified teachers. So it's different from back in the day when it would just be anyone in the classroom. Teachers are qualified and they're taking time to, you know, and they teach things like teaching practice. So they are highly qualified before they get into a classroom. So yes, parents should feel comfortable to sending their children to preschool.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tari. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Pleasure.
Bye.
AWR.